Today we begin with a look at something that's obvious, which is overlooked. I know, a little confusing. Let me explain. In this case, I'm talking about food in the home. Now, for most people, such as yourself, you go to the supermarket, you load up your pantry, fill the fridge, sit down, plan your meals for the week. Yet there are families in New Jersey who, even with the assistance programs that are available, can't be sure when their next meal will be and where it will be coming from. Now, it used to be called hunger. The statisticians today call it food insecurity, but no matter what the label is, it's a problem in need of a solution, which is what my first guest is here to place before you. That's because you can become part of the solution today very easily. Here are the details about the 25th Annual Action Against Hunger Food Drive is Executive Director of Kumak Echo in Passaic County, Reverend Patricia Berger. Thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you, Chris, for having me.
And let me give you the website, because wherever you are listening in northern New Jersey, there is going to be an Action Against Hunger Food Drive event near you. It's actionagainsthunger.com, and the primary drop-off points are going to be your local Acme Foodtown King ShopRite and Stop and Shop. And since it's Sunday, you're obviously going to be more than likely going to be out and about and maybe even shopping anyway. So this will be, as I said in the introduction, something very easy and important for you to get involved with. And well, let us start with the basics, Pat. As far as the needs, and speaking for your own organization right now, just how challenging is it to keep up with the needs of the people who are food insecure, as the statisticians like to say now, as I alluded to?
Well, it's extremely hard, and it's particularly hard every year at this time because we've just come off summer. People have been on vacations. Food donations are extremely low, and we're finding them record lows this year. We just don't have enough food on our shelves to provide bag food for the clients that are coming in our doors.
It must be a challenge, too, because when an event like the Action Against Hunger Food Drive today isn't happening, it's one of those out-of-sight, out-of-mind problems where people aren't hearing about it, so they either forget or don't realize the level by which these needs are existing.
That's very true. For us, it's an everyday need. Persons come because they don't have enough food on their shelves to feed their families. And the population that comes, it could be you or me. It could have been because they've had an accident, lost a part-time job, suffered a health crisis. The reasons are many. And many of the clients are working, so they've been doing the best they can. And then when something happens to them, one of the first things to go is to buying the initial food that they need for their families.
Or they start getting food on the cheap, which, as we quite often see, is not always the best in health
right.
and nutrition either.
Exactly. And one of the things that pantries are experiencing right now is very low supplies around all the protein foods, which we hope on this food drive today people will think about getting, you know, the meats, the canned fish, tuna, peanut butter, that we hope that they'll be picking up soups, even cereals, because at this point, I think in our place, we have no cereal to hand out to families with children. And, you know, all of us have populations today with people that have special dietary needs, you know, low sugar, gluten-free. We get all kinds of requests for needs that we are often not able to fill, especially when our shelves are so low. So this food drive is so important to replenish food drives all over northern New Jersey.
A lot of people make the mistake, too. Their county, their hometown is labeled affluent, for example. And if at these statistics courtesy of Feeding America as far as food security in New Jersey, and it's my sad news to report, there's no county that's free of any food insecurity rates. If you look at Bergen at 8.8%, you can go to Essex at 18.6%, Hudson 12.5%, Passaic 11.5%, down south in Salem 14.1%. It is, it sounds cliche, but that person who is dismissive of the seriousness of this problem might be dismissing their next-door neighbor.
Exactly. It could be you or I at any given opportunity. Many people just don't want their neighbor to know how much they're struggling. And that's why food pantries are so important, and that's why this food drive is so important. It provides the resources for persons that are our neighbors, the ones that are struggling right now in every county, and I'd say all over the country, persons that are just struggling to put food on the table day in and day out. And none of us would like to make the decision between paying their rent or their mortgage and putting food on the table, or paying their utility bill, or even picking up a prescription for their child versus putting food on the table. These are just not what you want people to be doing. You want them to have food and nourishment so children can get to school and be healthy. And you want us, everyone deserves a good meal on the table.
With Reverend Patricia Brueger, who is the executive director of Kumak Echo in Passaic County, about today's Action Against Hunger food drive, which you can learn more about at actionagainsthunger.com, all throughout northern New Jersey at the local Acme Food Town, King, ShopRite, and Stop and Shop. You can also make a cash donation at those locations or at actionagainsthunger.com, because the Action Against Hunger folks, see, they're magicians with money. They can turn the dollar into $10, theoretically, with how they can leverage and buy in bulk and bring a lot more food than an individual could with $1, which is a good thing to be able to do as well. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Just a stat from last year, too. The food and cash donations in the last year's Action Against Hunger food drive netted $150,363.09. And just to keep up with the increased demands among the food pantry services in Bergen, Passaic, Essex, Morris counties, that has to be at least a 10% surpassing of last year's numbers. So, again, that's just, I think, Pat, just representative of just how much more we always hear about turnarounds and economy recoveries, but that's not happening for all people.
That's absolutely true. They, the many people that we see have not really come out of the economic struggles, and some of them just won't. Seniors and disabled are often living on restricted incomes. And families, many of our families are working two full-time jobs to make ends meet. It's just a very challenging time, and we should all do our part to help our neighbors. And this Sunday's Action Against Hunger food drive is exactly an opportunity. Go to the store, stop off, pick up a few extra items, and drop them in those baskets and make a difference for your neighbor.
And I should specify, too, it's from noon until 4 at your local Acme Food Town, King, ShopRite, and Stop and Shop. And as far as the items, you mentioned a few of them, but what are some of the things that people could be donating? And what's a good rule of thumb for someone to remember right now?
Well, obviously non-perishable food is really what we need. We need canned vegetables, meats, fruits, vegetables, soups, hearty soups, stews, pastas, rice, peanut butter, breakfast food, cereals, oatmeal, all of these items, baby food. And may we not forget also some basic cleaning products. Our clients all need soap, shampoo, laundry detergent. While food is the priority, the others are also very difficult to find. So any donation any family would like to make is greatly appreciated.
And I know people always eliminate themselves as part of the solution, thinking, well, what difference can I make? I have a couple of extra bucks. But I was just flipping through, I guess, some of the supermarket circulars here. I'm not going to mention names because it's, it kind of goes across the board between the various stores, but there's some store brand cereals for $1.99. Let's see, I see oatmeal here for $1.67 for a box. You look at, there's a bag of white rice that's just over $2. So if someone is sitting there with that $2 thinking they can't make a difference, guess what? They can make a difference.
They can make a difference, absolutely. Every item, every cash donation makes a difference in someone's life.
Now, as far as, again, we're talking about the supplying and answering the need, for those who are in need, do people, out of either pride or, probably more gentle word to say it than this, but shame and embarrassment, hesitate going to services such as yours? Do you find them coming to you well past the point where they probably should have been, and there's just really no need for any negative feelings on their part, because it's a temporary safety net until they can get back on their feet?
Absolutely. No one wants to have to go and ask for help, especially something like food. So we recognize in all the pantries that people come maybe ashamed of themselves, maybe feeling down on themselves, like they could have prevented something. And what we want to do is treat them with love and respect, give them quality food, and help them get themselves back on their feet. Many of us see persons who come into our own pantries in different locations who don't live in our community because they don't want to go someplace where they think somebody might recognize them. So we all have persons who come cross borders, cross towns, and we want to treat them with respect and give them the support that they need and help them to realize that's what we're here to do.
And it's all to benefit the food pantries and services in Bergen, Passaic, Essex, and Morris County today from noon until 4 at your local Lacoby Foodtown King's ShopRite and Stop and Shop. It's the Action Against Hunger Food Drive 25th annual. You can also make cash donations at the locations over or over at actionagainsthunger.com. And we've been joined this morning with a preview of today's Action Against Hunger Food Drive by the Executive Director of Kumak and Echo in Passaic County, Reverend Pat Brueger. And Pat, thanks so much for helping us remember that we can answer the needs, and together each little bit winds up being a big positive result for those who have those needs. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Chris, for having me, and thank you, everyone, for donating.